Barbie Angel writes and performs stories about her life and MCs a variety of stage events in Asheville. She says she experienced many episodes of abuse and abandonment well before adulthood. Her autobiographical play, Death by Sparkle, derives its title from a past suicide attempt. Angel says the pandemic has been particularly trying for herself and her teenage son, who have lived by a strict quarantine since the pandemic started. Angel tells us the lockdown has extended to her creativity.
I think between like sexual assaults when I was living on different people's couches as a child, and then sexual assaults in this home for children, and then being in a place that I couldn't leave until I graduated, all of that really caused a lot of depression, lots of mental issues, lots of suicide attempts, but it's not like an ongoing depression like other folks that I know.
As this pandemic carried on longer than anybody had thought or hoped, when did you start noticing your own sort of spiral?
I've had many spirals. You and I did an interview in April of last year, and it was about a month in, and they were doing really strict lockdowns around the country, and a friend of mine in Illinois committed suicide because he just couldn't handle the lockdown. And I felt like part of my experience in the children's home was helping me to kind of get through that, being told what to do and having to stay in one place kind of thing. Shortly after that, I started to realize, well, with that, I had an end date. And I started to get really depressed then. So probably about May was the first big depression. And then I've been trying to focus on my 15-year-old son's mental health more than anything. And I would find that I was completely neglecting my own. Over that summer, more and more friends and people I knew dying of COVID. And you know, I now have three friends that definitely died of suicide, and potentially five, because there's two that they've never said how they died. And that's a pretty common thing that, you know, folks don't want to talk about, which I think is harmful personally.
Are these friends also in the arts?
Yes. It's all musicians, artists, one photographer.
Tell me how that affected you beyond the sadness of losing your friends. You seem to be in hyper quarantine. I mean, you're taking it very literally, a quarantine. Can you describe your own rules and standards for what you're doing and not doing?
My son and I are completely quarantined. We don't go anywhere. You know, I haven't been in a business since March of last year. We don't get takeout. We don't go to restaurants. We don't go to parks or any place that there's other people. We do go on drives and we try and spend time outside if it's nice. We've had people maybe probably six or seven times in the last 11 months that have come over and sat on a very large open porch, but that's been more and more rare. I don't know if it was depression or anxiety. I just was like completely overwhelmed. And I went offline for about 2 months, like October and November, I think it was, and just cut everybody off. Somebody very sweetly, not complaining, but somebody sent the police to my house to see if I was okay. That was honestly maybe beginning of November.
Obviously, you were concerned around the pandemic and all of that and having anxiety around that. Were you ever concerned that you were reaching certain depths of depression and anxiety that you were not able to control or handle?
No. And that was why I got offline, because I was starting to feel that, because it's not just the constant notifications. It's all this spewing of hatred and the pandemic is fake and masks don't do anything and people jumping on you about politics. It was stressing me out more and more and making me more the politics. It was making me more angry all the time. And so that's why I, you know, stepped away. It was just too much. Over the summer with all of the Black Lives Matter protests, I think I also damaged my mental health quite a bit watching, you know, hundreds of videos of people of color being injured or abused or killed, mostly by police, but, you know, also being harassed by folks. And I think that it just was too much.
How creative have you been in the past year?
Surprisingly, not creative much at all. In the ways that I normally am, I've been working on this play that this time last year I was asked to do, this Grimm's fairy tale for Montford. And, you know, it's something that a year ago, I mean, it's a one act, you know, we're talking 30 to 40 minutes. It should have been done, you know, but I have this pandemic depression, you know, that makes every tiny little edit seem overwhelming. And so normally all this free time, I would be so prolific. Instead, I have this just anxiety and think that nothing I do is any good. Just the self-doubt is pretty overwhelming.
You know so many artists in this community. Has a community of artists here or elsewhere, has that been of some commiseration for you? Has that happened for you?
It's weird. I feel very forgotten at this point in my isolation. And only just in like the last week have people reached out to me. I think it's a kind of a wave of things that people are going through where they all of a sudden feel like doing something and talking to people, and then months go by and they don't feel like it. And I just feel like one of those people that, you know, has been forgotten by everyone, which then I'll talk to people and be like, no, that's impossible. No one could forget you. Yeah, I've talked to a few people on the phone and we've commiserated about how we're not feeling like creating.
And when you see artists out there, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram and elsewhere, who are posting their work and being, what's the effect on you?
You kind of hate them, don't you?
Well, I'm asking you that.
I revere people like that, that are able to do that. And I wish that I could learn how they're doing it. I will have to do something. It will be out of necessity. You know, I redid my laundry room. That was a big project that I've been working on, that I repurposed things and I painted things. And it was the most creative I was through the entire time. And I felt good because I wasn't doing something super creative, but I was painting things and making things look pretty. And, you know, and that was good. And then I'll spend 2 months just sitting on my couch watching, you know, Gilmore Girls and just barely able to get up.
Have you sought out counseling for any?
I have in the past. There's a whole section in my play about it, that every time I would go see a therapist, they would listen to my story and then they would stop me and go, but you're a writer, so you know what would be really good is if you wrote about this. But like most folks who are working class, there's no way to afford therapy. I can't afford a dentist. So therapy is just, it's not an option.
Do you feel like you have evolved in terms of how you cope and weather your bouts of depression? And are you dealing with it better now than you were, say, in the fall and summer?
I think the weirdest thing that has happened as far as my evolution of this has concerned is that I'm like an extroverted introvert. I need that energy from people, you know? In the times that I wasn't out performing on stage, I mean, if I went into a grocery store, I was making the clerk laugh or the people in line laugh or whatever, you know?
Perhaps maybe one of your main ongoing sources of depression is just you haven't had those outlets.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I really enjoy making people laugh and think and giving something to folks. And it's not really even as much for what I get out of it. Like, I'm making their day a little bit better.
When you hit the skids in your state of mind, do you tell yourself, I know this is only temporary, I will pull out of this? Or do you swim in that despair?
I'm fortunate to have my son because I know that I have to pull out of it because I know that I have to take care of him. You think about us, and I mean, we're much older. I mean, we're good looking still, but we have decades of experience of a life that wasn't this. And then my son is 15, you know, he has like maybe the last 5 years of knowing a life that wasn't this. And I don't know what to tell him for his future. This is going to sound bad, but I'm kind of glad that I was depressed enough to attempt suicide when I was younger, because it makes me understand now how it was that I felt then, you know, and that this is going to change. This is going to improve.
Barbie Angel is a writer and performer who hopes to stage her autobiographical play through Asheville's Magnetic Theater sometime in the coming season.